With the ringing of that bell, you're welcomed back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And I would encourage you at this time to get your Bibles and turn to the epistle of 1 John. We've been studying about the great men and women of the New Testament, and we've been discussing and studying this apostle of Christ whose name was John. This is the brother of James and the son of Zebedee. And we see in John a great growth from the time he was a young man and he was trying to plead with the Lord to call fire down from heaven upon some of the Samaritans who had rejected them. And we see him now as an older man, a more mature man, and a man that writes so much about love that John has been called the Apostle of Love. And we're going to begin reading from this letter that he wrote in 1 John chapter 3, and beginning in verse 13. And then if we get through with this reading, we'll go on into the second and the third epistle, which are very short, but are so very full of good things for us to know. Now, while you're turning to the epistle of 1 John, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Our teacher is E.A. Elam. We've been studying his Sunday school lessons, and we completed a Sunday school lesson that he wrote about John, and now we're looking at some of the works that John himself produced as the Holy Spirit guided him to write these words in these letters. And so now we're going to begin in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 13. And as we read the rest of this epistle, then you will agree that John is worthy of that designation, the Apostle of Love. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And so in 1 John 3, chapter 3, verse 13, we read, "Marvel not, brethren, if the world hateth you. We know that we have passed out of death into life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby know we love, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever hateth the world's goods, and beholdeth his brother in need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how doth the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither with the tongue, but in deed and in truth. Hereby shall we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. Because if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, we have boldness toward God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, even as he gave commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments abideth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abide in us, by the Spirit which he gave us." 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but prove the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not Jesus is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it cometh, and now it is in the world already. Ye are of God, my little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He who is not of God heareth not us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and every one that loveth is begotten of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Herein was the love of God manifested in us, that God hath sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No man hath beheld God at any time. If we love one another, God abideth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have beheld and bear witness that the Father hath sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God abideth in him, and he in God. And we know, and have believed the love which God hath in us. God is love, and he that abideth in love abideth in God, and God abideth in him. Herein is love made perfect with us, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, even so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath punishment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen cannot love God whom he hath not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is begotten of God. And whosoever loveth him that beget loveth him also that is begotten of him. Hereby we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and do his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is begotten of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that hath overcome the world, even our faith. And who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not with water only, but with the water and with the blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three who bear witness, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And the three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For the witness of God is this, that he hath borne witness concerning his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in him. And he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he hath not believed in the witness that God hath borne concerning his Son. And the witness is this, that God gave unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath the life. He that hath not the Son hath not the life. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. These things have I written to you, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, even unto you that believeth on the name of the Son of God. And this is the boldness which we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions which we have asked of him. If any man see his brother sinning a sin not unto death, he shall ask, and God will give him life for them that sinneth not unto death. There is a sin unto death. Not concerning this do I say that he should make request. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 18. We know that whosoever is begotten of God sinneth not, and he that was begotten of God keepeth himself, and the evil one toucheth him not. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in the evil one. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding, that we might know him that is true, and that we are in him that is true, even his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. My little children, guard yourselves from idols. And thus ends the first letter that John wrote, or that letter that we call 1 John, that epistle. And we turn the page, and we have now the second epistle of John, and it is just barely a page in this little Bible that I'm reading. And so from the American Standard Version, I'll begin reading the second epistle of John. And he goes this way, "The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not I only, but also all they that know the truth, for the truth's sake, which abideth in us, and it shall be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace shall be with us from God the Father, and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I have found certain of thy children walking in truth, even as we receive commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote unto thee a new commandment, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we should walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, even as ye have heard from the beginning, that ye should walk in it. For many deceivers are gone forth into the world, even they that confess not that Jesus Christ cometh in the flesh. And this is the deceiver and the antichrist. Look to yourselves, that ye lose not the things which ye have wrought, but that ye receive a full reward. Whosoever goeth onward and abideth not in the teachings of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the teaching, the same hath both the Father and the Son. If any one come unto you, and bring not this teaching, receive him not into your house, and give him no greeting. For he that giveth him greeting partaketh of his evil works." 2 John verse 12, "Having many things to write unto you, I would not write them with paper and ink, but I hope to come unto you and speak face to face, that your joy may be made full. The children of thine elect sister salute thee." And thus we have read the second epistle of John. And in our next class, we're going to read the third epistle of John and a couple of selections from the book of Revelation, which was also written by this apostle of love. And so put that bookmark in your Bible and be ready again.